What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thrilled and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby? Huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh. Y'all tell y'all, he is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what's the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby, huh? Cool. What's the second reason? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And there is a third thing that I have to tell y'all, too. Okay, y'all know I gotta do this. I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, you're like, wait a minute, hold on. Who is this girl, Jay? Why is she giving a shout to her haters? Listen, haters acknowledgement backwards, baby, okay? People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you. So let me put this out there in pieces for you and break this down for you, okay? See, what happens is when you shine and bright like a diamond. Yes, like just shining bright. Like this light that you have on the inside of you, it's just radiant. It's shining so bright. The haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, all them people that like played you out in the past, did you wrong, stuff like that, people that want to be nosy, they come over, right? Because the light is drawing them in. See, they in the darkness. The light disturbs the darkness. Let me break it down to you like this, right? Say you at home, you sleep. I tell people this all the time. You at home, you sleep. I'm talking about you had a long day, okay? You are so tired. You like, you know what? I just need to go to bed, okay? You go to bed early and everything. You turn off all the lights, everything, right? Let's say your kids, somebody, your husband, your wife, I don't know, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, somebody comes over, your mom, right? They come in, what's going on? All these lights on. You know, all these lights on for it. Boom, 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 boom. They come in the room, they hit the light, boom. You wake up. What the heck is going on? See, that's what happens to them. The light disturbs the darkness. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So they wake up, they like, whoa, my home. What's going on? Is that my girl over there shining on? Is that my boo over there shining on? Because somebody putting it out there in pieces, right? This somebody, see, it's not you, it's God. See, God, he's so crazy. God, I love God. God is so thorough and so wise. What he does is he does that Psalms, you know, 23 thing on him, right? It's Psalms 23 in the Bible. It says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He said, I'm going to anoint your head with oil, right? And your cup is going to overflow. Surely goodness and mercy going to follow you the days of your life. You know, I'm going to make it you lie down in green pastures. I'm going to restore your soul. He said he's going to do all this stuff for us, right? But see, when he's preparing this table, right, he's doing it in the presence of your enemies. Okay, so just imagine you sitting at this table, right? You chilling, okay? You at the table, this special table for you, and God's in front of you, but everybody else is behind them. The naysayers, the unbelievers, all these people, they all behind them, okay? The haters, you know, the spectators, you know, all them. And he is just putting everything out there on this table for you. And you sitting there, you're like, oh my God, this is for me, God. He like, yeah, take this. You know, this is for you. And over here, this is for you. And all they see is the glory. All they see is the light. They don't see him. Okay? What he does is he uses all these things to bring them over. This is just touching your baby. And all they see is the things. Okay, the light of the things. So they come over, they start looking, and they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever blessing that he's trying to use, okay, to put out there that message, they wind up getting blessed by it. And it's just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there, please, for you. That's all. Okay? God, hey, you shining bright like a diamond. Just to lure people all over. Like me. Let me tell you this real quick, right? I got the podcast, okay? Some people like me because they like to listen to the podcast. So they come on over. Okay, let me see what she got going on with the podcast. Some people come on over because I used to be, you know, a little, you know, off the hook back in the day. So they coming over. They like, okay, let me see what she got going on now. Yeah. You know, God to change their life around, right? They coming over, okay? Then some people like my Make and Love These Kitchens, where I do my food thing. They coming over because they like, you know what? I like her music and stuff that she does with the Make and Love These Kitchen and the food and stuff like that. I like to listen to her when she talk about that, you know, on the podcast, you know, whatever. Some people might come over and just look at my cooking channel and they might just see, you know, something that says I got a podcast. Some people like the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, the cannabis papers, you know, the legal stuff. You know, some people like that. Some people like, I don't know, my stuff on Beat Break Radio. Some people like the Just a Touch of J mobile app. Wherever he is using, that's what they like. He's putting it out there in peace for him, baby. And it's Just a Touch of J. That's why you have to say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, they need that work too. So you got to let God put it out there for him. Okay, you can't get mad at him. You can't be like, you know, I want this person to see this, blocking people with all that crazy type of stuff. No, leave everything open. You got to let that light shine bright like a diamond. You got to let God use what he wants to use to lure him in. Okay, now, speaking of that, have y'all been going over to My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Huh? Have y'all? Oh, my gosh, listen. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. Oh my gosh, been dropping a dime on y'all. This week and like last week, I just really been putting out my stuff. Like my inspirational posts, things that are going on with my mobile app. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to them pieces. But I've been putting that all on. My name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. So go over there, check it out. You know, see what it is that you like. Okay, and do what it is that you do, baby. All right? Now, it's also on the Just a Touch of J Facebook page and other things like that. Just Google Just a Touch of J, JustaTouchOf underscore a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call me. Check it out, okay? Check it out, Google it, see what's going on so y'all can get them pieces. Now, let me skate on over to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. Yes, and do what it is that I do, baby. And talk to y'all about Making Love in V's Kitchen. Yes, yeah, where I do my food thing. So look, I have been Making Love in V's Kitchen, y'all. I have. And it's been so crazy because I've been trying new foods. Now look, I told y'all I'm healing. So I've been going through. I have been going through, child. The enemy been on me. I have been so just going through. The supplements that I was taking was setting off the histamine issue that I got going on. Everything, my gut just been all messed up. But I have been Making Love in V's Kitchen. So this is what I did, right? I said, God, you know what? You've been giving me all these recipes. I need you to just please just tell me what I need to eat. So God laid it on my heart. He said, I want you to try green onions. So you know I tried that and that was good. Okay, then he told me, go ahead, I want you to try something else. Flexi. Okay, so I tried like the flexi stuff, and that worked. I have that in the morning. I make like a little shake out of it, and guess what I put in the shake? Something else he told me to try. Oh my gosh, y'all. You ready? Cantaloupe. Now look, the last time I tried cantaloupe was in January. I literally cut the cantaloupe open. Now listen to me. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. Okay, I cut the cantaloupe open. It felt like things was crawling all over my face, all over my body. Oh my God, this is just a touch of J, baby. I was so scared of them pieces. I threw that thing down. I ran. I told my daughters, please get that, throw it out. You know, it was just that bad because the histamine, it releases out of your body. Like, you can smell it. It just goes into your pores real quick. So it was so high. I was so sick then, y'all. I told you I almost died in January. Okay? Like, I couldn't walk. I couldn't see. I was 100 pounds and everything. I was messed up. Okay? So when that happened, I was like, you know, and I had got down to the point where, y'all, I, like, just to, this last month, my foods were like just, I was eating like two vegetables and just meat. Like, I was messed up. And I was just trying to figure out, like, how the heck I'm going to go ahead and do this? Like, what am I going to do? So God said, you know, I need you to try these things. So I tried the onion worked. That was good. Opened me up everything. Go figure. Okay. I was having issues with oxalates where I couldn't like go to the bathroom because it makes you where you can't urinate, y'all. Oh my God. I'm telling you, I've been going through. Okay. I just ain't been telling y'all about it. I've been going through and I couldn't urinate and stuff like that because I had too much oxalates. Chopped my feet, had swelled up my legs. I couldn't walk. This was just last week. So when I tried them green onions, I said, you know what, God? You so thorough and you so wise. He said, look up the green onion. I looked up the green onion. Guess what it said? It was like a diuretic. It helps get rid of all of the acid buildup in your body. Okay? So I said, okay, look at you, God. So then he said, you know what? I need you to go ahead. I want you to try this, what am I telling y'all? He wanted me to try the flex seed. So I got the ground flex seed. Okay. And I tried it and I put that in there with the smoothie. He said, make a smoothie with the cantaloupe and the flex seed. So I went ahead and I did that. I was cool. When I had cut open the cantaloupe, y'all, the cantaloupe was just so thorough and so wise. But I cut it open. I ain't had no issues this time. I said, oh my God, God, you're so nice. God is so good, y'all. He is a healer. I'm telling you. Okay. So I did that. So I've been putting that in there and I've been good with just a little water. Okay, that's all I do. I freeze them and make them like icy like chunks. And then I go ahead and I blend it up with the flaxseed. So now I'm up to 2 tablespoons of the flaxseed. First, I start off with 1. I'm up to 2, right? Then, you know, he's been telling me to try some other stuff too. But I'm going to go ahead and get there. But I just want to tell y'all that I have really been making love this kitchen. And guess what else I've been doing too? Chicken. For you, for those of y'all who know me, I don't like chicken. I'm like the only black girl, African-American female that don't like chicken or something. I hated chicken. But, you know, ain't nothing else out there for me to eat. Like, literally. Turkey sometimes and freaking lamb. Beef here and there, grass-fed beef I can have, but y'all know I wasn't eating meat before this, so I can have like the grass-fed beef a little something. But you know, I've been eating chicken, you know, and I've been doing pretty good with chicken. So shout to God, I've been making love in V's kitchen. Yes, okay, that's where I do my food thing. All right, so that's that. Let me skate on over to the left, so I can talk to y'all about just a touch of J's fitness. Have I been working out? Yes. I can actually come over here and tell y'all I've been working out. Yeah, I did my workout. Now, this was the first week, okay? I'm looking at my schedule now. Y'all, I did shoulders, back, arms Monday. Tuesday, I did glutes, thighs, and lower legs, lower body. Then Wednesday, I did TRX, okay, movements. And then on Thursday, I did it repeat again, like the shoulders, the back, the arms, different. And then the glutes, the thighs, the lower body on Friday. I rest on Saturday and Sunday. Okay, so yes, I've been doing my workout thing. And then I also walk on the rest days, okay? I'm getting ready to start running again. So I have been doing that, okay? What else is going on as far as Just Touch J's Fitness is concerned is J's Fit Tips. I've been putting that out on the mobile app. Have y'all been checking that out? Make sure y'all check that out. And on the Just Touch J's Fitness page on Facebook and on Instagram and Tumblr and all that other type of stuff, baby. This is Just Touch J. Like I said, I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, all right? So I've been doing that too. So, oh, I gotta tell you ladies something, okay? The Waist Shaper is out. Okay, the Waist Shaper is out. I'm gonna put it up on the site and all that. It's called This Is Just a Touch of J's Fit. Okay? This is Just a Touch of J's Fit.
Okay? So make sure y'all go ahead and get that. It's dope. It's thorough. It's wise. Oh my gosh, you're going to love it. It has the three straps on it to get y'all nice and secure. And then it's heat activated too, so y'all can sweat. And it's like double, like breasted. No, it's triple breasted. This thing right here, this thing ain't no joke. Okay, got the sauna action on it and everything. Y'all going to love that. So make sure y'all check that out on thisisjustatouchofj.com. All right? Now, moving on over to the left, let's talk about the Just a Touch of J's cannabis line. Yeah. All you need is Just a Touch of the J. You can also get that on thisisjustatouchofj.com too. All in the link trees in the bios. You know, they're my cannabis papers. Check them out. Y'all like them. Keep on continuing like them. Okay. That's all you need to do about that. And what's the last thing? Couple of the last things I want to talk to y'all about. Boom. The Just a Touch of J mobile app. Oh, yeah, I got to talk to y'all about the Just a Touch of J mobile app. Guess what's going on with the Just a Touch of J app? I have quotes that are coming on the app, okay? So it's going to be the quote of the day. I already set them up, so y'all got them for like the whole month. But they're going to be going off at 6 o'clock, okay? 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Set your notifications. So now you are getting two notifications a day. One at 10 o'clock in the morning. And one at 6 o'clock in the p.m. All right? Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all are checking that out. Now, let's go over to the other pieces. And we got to talk about the podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Okay, y'all got me up to like 60K. Just on the one site, okay? And look, now I'm on like 50 of them. Remember I used to tell y'all I'm on like over 30? Now it's like over 50, really. But I'm just going to say like 50, okay? I'm trying to put this out there. Peace for y'all. Y'all got my podcast popping every time I turn up. Every time I turn up the value on this podcast, y'all are like, oh my gosh, I love it. And I can't believe it. I'm just like, these numbers keep going up. And up. Like I said, all I do is win, no matter what. It's like God is like this. And another one. Like, seriously. I turn around, I be like, dang, God, what you doing? Okay, he out there, he putting it out there in peace for y'all. And y'all are loving it. And I'm loving y'all. And thank you for all your love and support. I'm on the Just a Touch of J podcast. Now, look. Let's talk about the Detached Podcast Network. That has to do with the podcast, too. Yeah, I created an app, all right? Okay, for all of my dope podcasters, y'all get to be on this app. It's Just Touch J podcast app, okay? But it's called the Jataj Podcast Network. It has an Instagram page, Facebook page, all of that. Y'all been putting it out there in pieces. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Okay, this is Just Touch J. Now, the last thing we're going to talk about is Beat Break Radio. Oh, my gosh. Thank y'all for rocking with me in Beat Break Radio. I told y'all, new episodes are coming, all that type of stuff. Y'all going to be getting the affirmations and then also 411 Wire. Got a new episode that's coming up. It's going to be airing this week. Make sure y'all check that out. Okay? And that's it. That's it. Now, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Now, listen. I need y'all to be patient with me. Y'all got to be patient with me because I told y'all I've been going through. Okay? And I was like this. God, I don't know if I should be recording this podcast because, like, when your gut is messed up, it messes with your brain. Okay, it's like it's connected to your nervous system and everything. So I kind of been off a little bit. Okay, I've been off a little bit and stuff, and it had you all like brain foggy and stuff. So just work with me. Okay, I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you. Okay, we are talking about the effects of unforgiveness. Okay, remember I talked to y'all about that before last week, how unforgiveness destroys. I gave y'all all of that business about what could happen. Okay? Now, I got a story to tell like Biggie. All right? So, I told y'all I was going through. And I was just all jacked up. I'm like, I can't go to the bathroom. Like, oh my gosh, my feet are swollen. I start getting scared because I'm like, these symptoms are coming back. My smells, y'all, have been so heightened where, like, it's been crazy. Okay, like before I was smelling through the walls and stuff like that, y'all. In January, I was messed up when it gives you hyperosmia, increased sense of smell. And I could smell like 50 feet away. So, you know, I could smell anything that's in the house. So I'm like, God, you know, I'm all going through. And I'm like, I kept writing it down. I'm like, God, I just can't seem to get it. So today I'm reading. And guess what the Bible app had up there? They was talking about forgiveness. I'm doing my devotion on the Bible app. I said, okay, today must be the day I got to give it to him. God said, yep, I need you to drop a dime on him. You can do this. He calls me Veronica. He said, Veronica, you could do this. That's my middle name. So I said, okay, God, you know what? Let me go ahead and put this out there in pieces for him. So we are going to talk about episode 2. Okay, I don't know how long this series is going to go on, but I'm just doing what God says. He said, put it out there in pieces for you, right? So the effects of unforgiveness, right? Unforgiveness destroys. Right now, you might be like, yeah, unforgiveness destroys. And last week I told y'all, I said, I'm going to give you all an assignment. I need you to find, I think I said 5 people, 1 person. I don't know. Find some people, write it down, see what you did to them, and hit some of them up and ask for forgiveness. Right? Any of y'all out there do that? Did you do it? You know? Because that's a lot of y'all listen to me. So I know somebody out there did it. Okay. I told y'all I was going to go ahead and do it too. But I've been doing this for a while now. So it ain't really too many people on the list. You know, baby, I've been putting it out there pieces. Because look, healing is a process. Okay. It takes one day at a time. So I'm like, you know, I told y'all to go ahead and do it. Now, I need to talk about what happened when you did it. See, some of y'all say, you know what? I need you to forgive me. You know, I wasn't in the right state of mind. I didn't know who I was. You know, I'm trying to work on me. I'm a better person. The person was like, you know what? Cool. You know what? I've been forgave you for that. You know, don't even worry about it. We good. Look, I'm no better than you. You know, I'm with you. Somebody might have actually came to you and asked you for forgiveness. And you're like, dang, well, I was just listening to Justin Such J podcast. And she told me I need to ask other people. And here you are coming to tell me. You know, God will have somebody come to you so that you can go to them. It's just Such J, baby. Just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. He'll have them come on over, you know. And you was thinking about that person. That person was thinking about you. The person came on over to you. And, you know, and asked you for forgiveness. You wind up telling them. But what happens when you ask for forgiveness and a person like this, man, I don't want to hear that. Forgive. You better get out of my face. Or perhaps you called them and they hung up on you. Baby, this is just such a J. Or they went off, and you know, they was crying, they was enraged. How dare you even ask me to forgive you? And you know, all this type of stuff. Sure, yeah, right, you've changed. Or you asked for forgiveness, and they act like they accepted it, but they really didn't. You could tell by how they treating you. They like, you know what, I don't even know, you know. You say you know, you better, but I know how you used to be. Any of y'all out there, did you go through that? Come on, I know you did. I know you did. I've experienced all those things. You know, I know you did. Sometimes you actually ask people and you actually get it all up. You get the nerve, right? You're like, you know what? I'm going to do this. Yes. You like Rocky, the boxer, you know, Floyd Mayweather. You ready. You hype. You are really confident about yourself. You going over to them, whatever way you go through email. I don't know, baby. Phone call. You meet them in public. I don't know. But you do all this. You humble yourself and you go, you know, I was wrong for how I treated you, and I want you to forgive me. And they laugh in your face or something like that. F you, give you the middle finger, whatever. They don't give you the response that you were looking for. What happens to you when that happens to you? I was thinking about it. God said, that's what I want you to talk to him about. I said, you know what? Well, here it goes, right? So we all know that there's negative effects when it comes to unforgiveness. Let me go ahead and reiterate on some of those, okay? Go ahead, backtrack on some of those, all right? So, the negative effects are going to be bitterness, okay? It's going to come out of that. Rage, okay? Because you enraged, okay? Especially if somebody don't forgive you and you went ahead and you try to, you know, put it out there in pieces for them, be nice. Anger, you can get angry, you know? Like, what? You know, I tried to go ahead and apologize and you don't want to accept it, okay? It could cause you pain. And you're like, man. Then, you know, you might do something like try to manipulate them. You know, like, look, you know, look, let me show you, you know, that I have changed if I do this. You know, that could happen. right? You might actually like tell some lies too. Like you go over there and you try to go ahead and apologize and they don't want to hear it, so that you start actually like throwing a little lie in there, you know, to try to get them to convince them. That can happen. Then deceit can come out of that, you know, because actually what you're doing is you're deceiving them. Okay. That's deception. All right. Then, you know, if they still don't go ahead and accept it, the apology and all that, then you might start getting vengeful. Like, you know what? I knew I should have never went ahead and tried to apologize. You know, I'm gonna fix you. You know, you might start getting a little vengeful. Hate might come up. You might be like, you know, I hate this motherfucker. You know, I can't stand this person. Here it is. I'm trying to go ahead and try to be better, and they won't go ahead and treat me like that. You know, I hate them. I can't stand them. That could happen, right? Then you could resent them. Yeah. Resentment can come up. You know what? I'm tired of this. You know, that resentment. You know, that resentment could be something, right? Then pride. Then now you're prideful, because now you're like, I know who I am. You know, I'm thorough. I'm changed. You know, so now you all prideful. Now you all like, you know, you all thinking bigger yourself. Then you get arrogant. Okay. You know, they trying to explain, listen, you know, you just really hurt me. You like, you know, because you all arrogant. You all up in your own little thing. Then after that, self-destruction can come. Now you might be like, how can self-destruction come out of all of that, right? That was just to name a few of them. But the self-destruction, right? It comes because it's like you turn it inward, okay? See, what happens next is that it starts to eat away at you, right? Because it's eating away at them, okay? Let me explain to you like this, right? Since they won't accept your forgiveness, okay? You can become hurt and confused by that, right? You get a little hurt, you get a little confused, you know, and hurt people. Okay, wound people. You understand what I'm saying? That's how it starts to destroy you. It starts to eat away at you, cause you're like, dang, come on, you know, dang, I really tried. You know, some of y'all, okay, some of y'all like whatever, okay, but some of y'all are like, dang, come on, because if you really changed, you really want this person to like see that you changed. You're like, you know, I really am better now, you know, but they're wounded, so they want to wound you sometimes, and they hurting. Maybe still. So they might want to hurt you. Okay? Now. Remember last week I told y'all, hell, people say things like this. I don't get mad, I get even. That might be their way of getting even with you. Yeah. Okay, now I ain't going to forgive you. You know, you come on over there. You like, you know what? Listen, you know, I'm a better person now. Like, guys. Any of y'all out there like that? You did like a lady wrong. Child, you bust up all the strength you got. You like, look, I don't know. You've been walking back and forth for like, you know, a whole week. You like, I'm going to do this. I don't know. I just feel like Jay is telling me to do something. And you get it all together. You know, you don't even know where this person at no more. You find them. You Google them. You know, you out there trying to figure out what house they live in. Going through old emails or something. I don't know. You contact the kids. You do whatever it is. And you get in touch with this person, a parent, something. You find them. You stalk their job. You do something. And you go through all of this, and then you go ahead, you like, you know, listen, and she agrees to, you know, yeah, sure, I'll meet you, I'll, you know, we can go out to dinner, yes, you know, and she cut it looking all fine and everything, yeah, you like this, how the heck did I mess that up? Okay, I hope it goes right. If it goes right, I'm going to ask her to marry me. Like, I'm talking about you are, like, really happy about this thing. You got on your best cologne. You went ahead. You know, you was like, I ain't going to shave all week, so my beard coming real nice. You doing everything. You went out and you were spending, like, every day. You want to go try to find an outfit. You got the shoes to match the jacket and everything. You pull out the chair. I mean, it's a nice restaurant. All of this. You go through all of this stuff. You write a little poem, everything. You got flowers there. I'm talking about, like, you go through all of it. She's standing there looking all fine and everything. You know, she sit down, y'all eat. You spend all your money and all that type of stuff. And then, you know, at the end of the night, you're like, you know what? Listen, I just want to tell you, you know, I want to apologize and all that. And she like, nah, I'm cool. You know, because that might be her way of getting back at you. Yeah, that could happen too. Right? But what I'm trying to tell you is that's that unforgiveness, right? When people don't want to accept your apology, I'm trying to tell you how it could destroy you. Yeah, and them. That's what I'm trying to talk to y'all about today. Yeah, I mean, I'm over here making fun of it and everything, but it really can destroy you and them, right? Now, let me tell you how Satan plays a big part in this, okay? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, okay? First of all, you're the proof, okay? I need you to get that part. You are the proof. The proof of what, Jay? The proof that God can change people, okay? Because, see, when you're strong, you can forgive and ask for forgiveness. And if you're God-fearing, you got God in your life, you're the proof. Because here it is, you're going over to somebody else. You're like, you know what? You know, I ain't the way I used to be no more. And here it is, you're the proof that God is this and God is that and he's a changer and he can heal and all that. And you're going over there and, you know, and it don't work out right. The enemy can use that, right? The devil is literally fighting your knowledge of God and others' knowledge of God daily, right? So you go over there and use all that stuff, and what happens is that you put it out there in pieces, and then maybe, like I said, you start feeling down on yourself. You start feeling some type of way because it ain't worked. He's trying to fight against you because you're the proof. You got to understand, you're the proof, okay? He don't want others to see that God can heal the mind, the body, the soul, that he can change your way of thinking, he can make you better. No, he wants everybody to think that everybody's all messed up out here. We all jacked up. That's what he wants you to think, and he wants the other person to think, right? Now, I already talked about how the whole thing with God, right, and how he can change, but see, he doesn't want the other person to see that God can heal your brokenness. Okay, the brokenness that you use to break others. Because look, when I was out there doing my little 1-2 and I was out there hurting people, because I was out there hurting people too, y'all. I was doing stuff. Okay, just touch it, baby. I was doing all type of stuff. I told y'all, I had a whole girlfriend and a boyfriend, and we lived together. Okay, all right. And I would come home right after I was just at church. Okay, listen, give him a kiss, give her a kiss. You know, do what it is, put it out there in pieces. Okay, I had some issues, and I was hurting people. I was lying to people and all that, all confused about life. I used to be out here. I've hurt some people, okay? I have done it, okay? Now, see, like I told you, God is close to the broken, right? He can heal the brokenness, right? He don't want others to see that. No. He don't want them to see that. Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is near the brokenhearted and the ones that are crushed in spirit. He saves them." Okay, so the Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. You think the enemy wants people to know that? No. He don't want the other person to know that. The person that you're like, you know what, can you forgive me? He don't want them to see that. Not at all. None of it. None of it. Okay? None of it. He don't want them to see that your wounds have been healed. Because see, when you change like that, people actually are like this. They're like, well, daggone, you know what? I ain't never think this person will come to me and ask me to forgive them for what they did, you know. God must be a little real or something. They talking about they changed their life around. They got God in their life. Who is this God that they speak of? It's just a touch day. He don't want that. He don't want that. No. So he'll try to harden their hearts, harden your heart, things like that. No. He don't want them pieces out there. He don't want you to know. And he don't want them to know either. He does things like try to keep your mouth shut. You know how they say closed mouths don't get fed? Definitely. You're not going to be feeding anyone with God's knowledge because your mouth is going to be closed, right? If your mouth is closed, then you can't speak life. Life and death, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can't speak life to others, okay? Because he's like, no. You know, he could be even coming up against you like this. Don't ask that person. Don't come up again. Don't go to that person. Don't. You know, that person's never going to forgive you. Do you know how horrible you were? To keep your mouth closed. God's doing a good work in you. You done changed. You done got yourself together and everything. But he's like, you know what? No. With this one individual, I don't know who this is for. But this one individual, he's like, you know what? You can't do that. You know, just leave that alone. Leave well enough alone. Don't even try it. They will never forgive you after what you just did. You'll look like a fool. You'll look dumb. You'll be stupid. You know, all these different type of things. Don't even play yourself. Don't even go there. You know you still don't got yourself all the way together. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like he like messing with your thought process about it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He'll do that too. Yeah. And a reason why, right? Because the proof is in your story, in your testimony. So when you come to somebody, you're telling them like, look, this is what it is. That's like you testifying. Okay. You tell, like, imagine being on stand. This is what God telling me. Imagine being on stand. You're in court and you got to testify. Right? You got to go up there. You got to put your hand on the Bible and all that. You got to swear the truth. The truth going to set you free. That's what God's word says is. That's what God's word says. So if the truth going to set you free, you overcome by your testimony. It's also going to set someone else free. So the enemy, he doesn't want that to happen either. No. You know, closed mouths can't get fed. Are y'all hearing me? This is just such a baby. I told y'all work with me. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Closed mouths can't get fed, right? This is another reason right here too, right? He wants you to keep your mouth closed because you reap what you sow. So what you're sowing out there to others is forgiveness. You know, have mercy on me. You know, I've changed, you know, because literally forgiveness is for you, but it's for other people as well. Okay. It helps you release, but it helps them heal. And he doesn't want that. Okay. He doesn't want that. He does not want that at all. So he'll try to hinder it and he'll try to mess it up. And when they don't want to accept it, it can really bother you and it can mess you up too. It can cause all type of stuff for you not to really want to give your testimony. You won't want to tell people. You won't want to say, you know how God changed me. You know, this is and that. You know, I'm better now. Because you'll be afraid that false evidence appearing real or what can happen. All right. Now, I told you reap what you sow, right? You got to understand that. You will. Okay. I told you. What did I tell you? I told you. The devil is something else, okay? He is fighting your knowledge against God and others daily, all right? So, if he can get you to keep your mouth closed, because you're going to reap what you sow, right? He don't want you to know that God is not mocked. God says it in Galatians 6:7. He tells you, I'm not mocked. Whatever you reap out there in the world, whatever you put out there, right? You're going to reap what you sow. Whatever you put out there, it's going to come back to you. Okay? He doesn't want that. So basically, right? You got to watch it. Okay, let me sum this up a little bit here like this. Okay? So what happens is you went ahead, you try to go ahead and ask somebody to forgive you. Some of y'all out there didn't get the response that you wanted. When you ain't get the response that you wanted, it affected you, right? Bitterness, rage, anger, lies, all these other little things that can happen, right? Okay, and then it can destroy you, can destroy them slowly. How? Right? Because then you start becoming like them. They bitter, they mad, they angry. Some people do it just to get you back, right? Then the enemy, he off the hook. So he like, yeah, because he don't want you to know who you are. So he trying to fight against you all the time. You know, he don't want them to know that you've changed, because then that's going to show that God is thorough and wise and that God is a healer and God can change people. And he don't want that. He wants you to keep your mouth closed so that way you can't overcome by your testimony. Other people can't overcome, because then you're going to reap what you're sowing out there, which is going to be thorough and wiseness, because now you're doing what God tells you to do. And he don't want none of that to happen. Okay. And let me tell you what God does, what God says, right? God knows you the proof. Okay. That's why he gives us orders and he gives us rules. In his word. Now, some of y'all out there, y'all care about it. Some of you don't. You know, this is for the ones that care. He gives you these rules, these commandments, and these things that he tells you to do, right? Because he knows you the proof. One of them, in Romans 12, he tells you, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. So those of y'all who are out there doing that whole thing that, you know, that you do, like you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you, totally wrong. Okay, God says vengeance is mine. You don't got to repay nobody. Child, when you do people wrong and people do you wrong, trust me, it's going to come back to you and it's going to come back to them. You don't got to do nothing. All you got to do is say, you know what? Okay, God. God will take care of them. Trust me. He'll take care of them for you. Especially if you go, what? You know what, God? You go ahead. You handle that. You know what they did. He will handle it. He'll fix it for you. So he gives you that one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, do not repay. Then he says, don't reward evil for evil. He says, do good. Because when you do good to them, it heaps coals of fire upon their head. It's like you're killing them with kindness. You you do good to them. Because, you know, look, you got to do good because you got to be sitting back like this. You know what? By the time God get done with you for what you doing, child, you definitely going to reap what you sow. You want to be good to them. You want to try to show them goodness. Now, sometimes you can't, you know, people just off the hook. They will do you foul. They will do you foul and keep on doing you foul. Those people, you just got to just leave them alone. Some people, they just don't get it. Okay? You don't. You got to love them and leave them alone. But some of them, you know, you really be nice to them. You show them a different type of way. And if they got any type of sense, they will see that. Because God says, I got the vengeance. I'll handle that. So he's trying to give you these rules and stuff because he knows you the proof. Okay? So then he also does this too, right? He tells you you must forgive in Colossians 3:13. Okay? He tells you this. Now pay attention to this. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgave you. He's saying it. Why is he saying it? Because you can do it. If you couldn't do it, he wouldn't tell you not to. So those people who don't want to accept it, it's because they don't want to. You understand it? They don't know how to. It's something that's in them where they just feel like they can't. But he's trying to tell you, you can. So you got to go out there and do it because it's a commandment. Remember I told you about the guy last week when he didn't forgive and he went out there and he tried to hold somebody accountable after the master had forgave him. He got tormented after that because God is like, this is how I'm going to treat you. If you don't go ahead and do what it is that I tell you to do and you ask me for all this forgiveness and then you go out here and you go ahead and treat other people like that. Think about this, y'all. How many times have you went ahead and you begged God to forgive you for something you done? I mean, look, I'm talking about this between you and God. You know that thing you did? You know that thing you did? You're like, God, please forgive me. Please save me. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. And he went ahead and he made sure you was okay. But then you scared to ask somebody else for forgiveness? Or you scared to forgive somebody else? Or you just don't want to? Or you're going to get tormented. You're going to have an issue because he's telling you to do it. So you got to do that. That's what God's saying. He said you got to do it, right? This is why too. Forgiveness sets you free. I told you this already. Okay? It sets you free and it helps you remember. This is something else. That God, he can actually like heal you and heal others. You'll remember, okay, he did it the last time, so I know he's going to do it again. You know, because we all have made mistakes. This is what God's saying right now. There's no temptation that's not common in mankind, but God is faithful. He'll provide a way out for any of us. That just basically means that we're all like dealt the same measure of faith, but we all have the same measure of temptations. We all go through the same things. All of us. There's nobody out there that's not going through something that somebody else ain't going through. And he's telling you, you got to forgive. You got to keep it going because this is going to help you. This is going to set you free. Remember he asked them, they said, I think it was Peter. I can't remember who asked. But he said, you know, God, he said, how many times, he asked Jesus, how many times are we supposed to forgive? He said, 7 times 70. You know, over and over and over again in one day. And you know what they said? They so funny. They said, this is what they said. God, please increase our faith. And he told him, you only got to have the faith of a mustard seed for this. That's all you need. So don't act like you can't forgive. The ones out there who ain't forgiving. And don't fall apart when people don't forgive you. Okay? Because all you had to have was a mustard seed of faith. Let God handle it. All right, now. The enemy doesn't want you to see what God sees. Okay? And this is what God is trying to show you. Right? That your pain has purpose. Okay? Helping others, right, through their struggle. Your pain. We go through stuff like me right now. Oh, thank you, God. This is what he's telling me. Like what I'm going through, right? This healing thing, child. This healing thing is something. Child, I mean, but I'm happy I gained 50 pounds back. But this healing thing is something. I'm on here. I'm talking to y'all because I'm like, you know what? I started to see. I'm like, God, like through this whole situation, you know, ain't nothing like almost dying. Okay? Ain't nothing like literally losing your life, almost really losing your life and God save your life for you to go ahead and tell others about how good he is. Okay? Like, seriously, like you want to because you know the knowledge. So you want other people to be set free, right? It was pain in my purpose. The pain that I went through gave me purpose. This purpose now is me out here helping others. Okay. So when you ask people for forgiveness and stuff like that, and they're like, yeah, God wants you to do it so that your pain can help other people. But The enemy, he wants to fight against you so that it won't. Okay? Now, what happens at the end of this is that it becomes a vicious cycle. A vicious cycle. Vicious. Okay? It's like a circle. It'll keep repeating itself. You do something because you're going to do something all the time. You ask somebody for forgiveness. Let's just say a person don't forgive you. Now you like this. Man, I ain't asking nobody else for forgiveness. The cycle continues. It dictates the next pattern in your life. I talked to you about that on the last episode. So now you like, you know what? I'm never saying sorry. It is what it is. Any of y'all out there going through that? Or you forgave. Oh my God. You forgave and then the person just did it again. God says, still you got to forgive them. And they do it again. They say, you still got to forgive them. And you do it again. And God says, you still got to forgive them. I mean, you got to keep dealing with it. But he says, you still got to forgive them. You got to let that go. You got to be like, Usher, these are my confessions. Yeah, he put it out there in pieces for him. Right? Now, the last thing that I'm going to say to y'all is this. It's the last thing, right? Sometimes you really just have to just let it go. You have done everything that you can do. You went ahead, you was like, you know what, could you please forgive me? And all such stuff. Person's like, no, I'm cool. No, I don't want to, you know. I'm fine, right? Told you. You put your confession out there like Usher, right? You apologize. People don't care, right? They don't want to accept it. I'm cool, right? Told you, strong people apologize. Weak people can't. They can't. They don't know how, right? God tells them they can, but they just like, no, I can't, you know. Or they refuse not to, okay? I want you to get this. That's not your problem. Okay? That's not your problem. It's their problem. You've done everything that you could do. Person don't come to you and apologize, not your problem. Not your problem. Because it can destroy you. That's going to be next week when you're waiting for the apology and you don't get it. It can destroy you. You can't worry about it. It's not your problem. It's their problem. It's their problem. All you're supposed to do is just go. You're supposed to ask for it. And if you ask for it, they're supposed to go ahead and forgive you. And if they don't, you got to pray for them. You got to keep it pushing. You got to know that you're going to reap what you sow. You got to know that they're going to reap what they sow. You can't let it affect you. Because if you do, it's going to destroy you. And then while it's destroying you, it's already destroying them because they can't let it go and can't release it. That's all this podcast was about. I tried to put it out there in peace for y'all. I told y'all work with me. You know, like, well, you know, your gut controls all your mind and all that. Sometimes I'd be like here and then I'd be there and I'm trying to put it together for you in pieces. But you get it. You get it. Sometimes you actually go to people and you try to do the right thing and you don't get the results that you're looking for. You don't get that apology. That's what this was about. You don't get the acceptance of the apology either. Okay? People treat you foul. And when they treat you foul, you got to remember, dang, man, I was like that. You got to look at yourself. I remember how I used to do people. And now I got this person like that. That should make you want to change too. Definitely made me want to change. You know? I remember how, man. Woo! Y'all got to get the book for that. Call for God's Glory. Y'all got to get that book. Mm-hmm. When it come out, I'll put that out there in pieces for you. But man, I done did some things. You know, and it's going to hurt some people. And y'all done did it too. And y'all got to. I'm telling you, you got to work on this forgiveness thing, man. It's going to keep you in so much bondage. It keeps you in bondage. Keeps other people in bondage. You got to do it. I don't care. And I don't care what comes up against you. I don't care what you think. I don't care if they tell you they don't want to accept it. Your job is to make sure that you try to go ahead and do what God tells you to do. If you wrong someone, then you go ahead and you ask them to forgive you. And you keep it pushing. And you let him deal with everything else. And this is just such a baby. I just tried to put all that out there in pieces for you. So look, how y'all want me to end this? Okay, because I almost didn't come to y'all today. I said, God, I don't know, but I'm going to try to put it out there in pieces for him. But how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to give you my sexy Janet Jackson Barry White voice? All right. Here you go. Who is this? Come on, y'all. what is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Even when I don't feel well, I still do it. I still try because I love y'all and I know I can't have my babies out here lost. I can't. It's too many of y'all. My pain has a purpose. And its purpose is to influence people and to let them see that I'm human just like they were. And God can change me and God can heal me. And he could do the same for you. But you got to believe and you got to trust them. And unforgiveness is one area that we all are struggling with. We struggle with it. Whether it's our parents, told you that last episode, your children, whatever, family members, we harbor this stuff sometimes for years. This hurt and this pain. You don't even know why you're mad no more, but you mad. You know, it turns into bitterness, rage, anger, depression. It messes with your body. You know, it messes with your soul, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Messes with your spirit, damages your relationship with God, with others. And then other people, they carry on a vicious cycle. You know, they go over and start hurting other people. You know, like seriously, these ladies, a lot of ladies out here, they doing that. Guys and did them wrong. So they're like, you know what? I'm doing all these guys wrong. I don't even care. I'm about my money. I'm getting what I want to get from them. You know, they're getting bodies. Then they doing all this, using these guys and all that crazy type of stuff just because somebody really crushed them. Because this person didn't even say, you know what? Can you forgive me or nothing like that? You know, this stuff is really messing people up. And then they having children and then they have daughters and they raise their daughters. You know, don't trust men. It's a vicious cycle. Then their daughters have daughters. Or their daughters are out here and they get a good guy, right? Here's the cycle. They get a good guy. They in their teens or something like that. They date the guy, you know, and he's really nice. And they crush him because of what their mama told them. Because of what the mom done went through. Same thing with guys. They out here, they do just cheating and all this crazy stuff or whatever. Or women, it's the same thing, you know. And they crush the lady, you know, and they just think that is nothing. And they don't realize that their sons are watching them. The sins of the father before the children to the third and fourth generation. This stuff is in the Bible. This stuff is letting you know that the sins that you do, your sons are going to do. Your kids are going to do. And it's going to keep on carrying on. And their sons see them. Maybe they don't see them with all the women, but the sons know what's going on with dad. Or what's going on here. And they wind up having the same type of behaviors. No respect for women, things like that. Then the cycle just keeps on going. Keeps on going. So I'm here. I'm trying to tell you, you got to watch it. It's just such a day, baby. I'm going to skate on over to the left, right? And what's the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm getting ready to slide on up out of this thing? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thoroughly wise. Please don't. And you might be making yourself feel like you ain't thoroughly wise. Okay? If you're struggling with unforgiveness or accepting it. Okay, just understand it can destroy you and the other person. Okay, your job is just to go ahead, do what it is that you do, and play your part. That's it. Forgive me, I was wrong, I was stupid, I did something dumb. On to the next thing. They don't forgive you. Oh well, that's not your problem. Okay, and you want to know why you can't harbor that? Because it can kill you, and you don't have no time for that. You don't have time for that slow killing. You don't, because it's gonna mess you up. God said you're gonna reap what you sow. Okay. So, what you need to be doing is shining on them because they hate it, baby. Yes, you need to be living your best life, doing what it is that you do. And you can't live your best life if you out here and to hurt this one and that one and this one and that one. You ask for no forgiveness. You fake, you phony, you a whole lie. I'm telling you. I've been there. I've done it. You can't do it. You can't. You fake. You are really, literally fake. Like, seriously. If you out here, you doing all these people wrong, you acting like you just move on to the next like it ain't nothing, you still got unfinished business, something's wrong with you. You got some issues. Because you ain't asking for forgiveness like God told you to. You think your life going to really be thorough? No, it's not. Think it's going to be wise? It's not. So I'm out here, I'm trying to tell you. It's not. And if you out here and you not forgiving, oh, you definitely ain't shining bright like a diamond, because you harboring a whole bunch of stuff that ain't doing nothing but eating away at you. You can't stand this one. You can't do that. You know, you're female out here all messed up. Come on, man. You messed up on the inside. Trust me. You're messed up when you can't forgive. That stuff kills you and it eats away at you every single day because you can't release it and you can't let it go. Person moved on with their life, you know, and here you are harboring it. You don't got no time for that. You got to shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Beyonce girls. You listening. Oh my gosh, y'all. Y'all got to make sure y'all listen to the 411 Wire. Yeah, y'all. I'm talking about how she's a billionaire now. This is just touch that baby. That's just pieces for you. But look, now the last thing that I tell y'all is, right, you got to spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of jet. I'm just trying, like I said, I'm just trying to put it out here pieces for you. You got to spread love. And if you can't ask for forgiveness and if you can't accept the forgiveness and you getting all messed up because somebody else ain't accept your forgiveness, you got a problem with spreading the love, man. You do. And you need to work on you, you know? You got to work on you, man. So many of us out here, we scared to work on ourselves. Like, for real, you got to work on you. I'm just so tired of people out here with this can't, I can't, and this and that. I almost died in January, and I'm out here canning. Okay? Seriously. Like, I know one person that I know fighting with congestive heart failure. He got congestive heart failure. He's fighting. I know another girl who literally is on dialysis. These are my friends. She fighting every day. She got to get hooked up to a machine, but she fighting. I know another one who just beat cancer. Young, in her 20s. Had to get her breast, both of them, amputated off. Don't even look like she went through anything a day in her life. She out here, she fighting. One guy divorced, ripped her apart. Where she ain't even want to be who she was no more. She's okay. I know someone else out there fighting, living with HIV and AIDS, but still doing what it is they got to do every day. An amazing person. You understand what I'm saying? These are people who are close to me. They out here, they doing what it is they got to do. They spread love. They out here, they living, they doing what they got to do. But if you can't spread love, you got a problem. Okay? God forgave all of us. I'm just out here trying to tell you, like, look, keep on going, keep on pushing, okay? So quick recap of all of it. All of this was today, okay? I'm trying to put out their pieces the best way I could, baby. Was just me telling you, okay? Please don't let the fact that someone else can't forgive you destroy you. Because it will. It will destroy you just like it's destroying them. You will become the way that they are, okay? If you let it affect you. I'm telling you, you got to be like Usher. These are my confessions. You got to put it out there in pieces, okay? Okay? You tell them, and then you got to just let it go. That's not your problem. That's their problem. And if you are the person who's not wanting to accept that forgiveness, I just can't. Okay, this is what God is sending me to tell y'all before I get up out of here. One of my girlfriends, shout out to you, girl. You know who you are, right? She would hit me up and she's like, I just cannot forgive him. I can't. I hate him. She was talking about her ex-husband. I said, oh, no, baby. We can't have that. No. She's like, what do you mean? I said, you can't do that. You got to take that back. You got to ask God to heal your heart and forgive. No, that's what the enemy wants. You have to do that. You can't let the enemy win. Because see, y'all, see, this, thank you, God. What God is putting on my heart, Holy Spirit speaking, okay? What happens is that when you don't, I told you, hold them in bondage, right? But the cycle continues, okay? And what happens is it eats away at you because you're letting the enemy win. Okay? All the enemy wants to do is win. So when you don't forgive, you're letting him win. When you don't ask for forgiveness, you're letting him win in some area of your life. And you can't let him win in any area. The devil is a liar. Okay? God is exalted. You can't. You cannot let him win. You can't. You got to be like, you know what? No. Especially if you're a believer. You can't. You know, you can't. You can't let them win because that's what you're going to do. And I told her, I said, no. Because you're letting the enemy win. You want to let the enemy win? She She's like, no, I want him one. I said, okay then. So you got to heal yourself. I said, because he's trying to keep you in bondage. He's trying to keep you all messed up and make you feel like you got to hate somebody and you can't forgive somebody. I remember I told somebody one time I hated him. Woo, child. I had to ask that person for forgiveness. They had did something to me. I was like, I hate you. And I was like, I said, oh my gosh, the devil is a liar. He tried to get me to have hate in me. Oh no, child. He will do it to you. He will do it to you. I had to remember, nah, this person, just like how I was, ain't no better. Ain't no better. Just did it differently. That's all. You got to forgive. You got to keep it pushing. That person needs it. You need it too. That's all this podcast was about. That's what I told her. I said, no, girl, you can't. You got to just forgive. So this is part two of unforgiveness, the series. Like, what happens when you can't accept the people that don't, you know, want to forgive you? I gave you some stuff. I told you what could happen. I told you how God feels about it. I told you a little something with me. And this just touched it, baby. I have to shop, put that out there in pieces for you. So look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. That's when I'll be back. Okay? I can't come to y'all when I don't have nothing to say. So if y'all like, dang, we was looking for the podcast, what happened? Me and I ain't had nothing else to say. You know? Me and I'm working on it. That's it. Thank you guys for praying for me. Please continue to pray with me. Okay? I'm healing, and healing is a process. Okay? Some of these days, I be in here jacked up. I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm doing a working thing and all that other type of stuff now. And I'm posting for y'all on the mobile app. And I'm doing my best to just keep it going. You know, I'm fighting every single day. I have to fight every single day just to eat. Eating is every day. It's a process and a chore for me. Okay? And it's not something where I can't hold the food down. It's when it gets in my system. My system thinks that it's allergic to all these foods. So it gives me all these responses. And it's real hard for me. Yeah, it's real hard for me. Sometimes the devil is a liar. Yo, you know what happens when it cuts off. But anyway, look. Sometimes it gets in my system and my system just be messed up. It really is like attacking it. It attacks the food like it's a foreign substance. Like foreign invader is entering our body. Okay, some foods, it's okay. But then there are some foods that I need, okay, because I'm not getting proper nutrition. Okay, because I'm not able to eat certain stuff. So it's like I have to eat it. Okay, so then I got to deal with all these side effects and these symptoms and things like that. Like I told you, like my legs will swell up or my ankles will get real big or I can't walk, you know, because oxalates are on foods and or things like that, or histamine, or some foods have histamine releasing things that are in them that are released all the other histamine that's in the body. Then I was doing different supplements that they had me trying, and some of them were liberators, which was releasing histamine. And then if you get too many oxalates, the oxalates can turn into histamine. It's just a touch of jack. This is a lot, okay? So just pray with me. But I'm here and I'm fighting. I told y'all I got this. And y'all got to have this thing too. Okay? So please, I'm going to say this last time. Forgive. Man, forgive. Please don't hold yourself in bondage. And don't hold anybody else in bondage. Don't. Because that's what's going to happen. And you're going to turn around and years are going to go by. You're going to be all messed up. You're just going to get worse and worse and worse. And the enemy is just going to eat away at you. You're going to eat away at yourself. And God is like this. I told you what to do. I had just said today tell you. I told you in the Bible that you can forgive. That you should accept people when they forgive. Because when you don't accept them, God doesn't accept yours. You know, why you want to put yourself through that? I mean, look, y'all, if y'all listen to me, you got to believe in God. So if you don't want to forgive people, you got to know that God ain't going to forgive you. That's what it said in his word. He said, I'm not a man. I'm not mocked. I'm not going to lie to you. You will reap what you sow. Okay? So look, again, like I said, I'm up out of here. And I love my babies. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Make sure y'all are listening to the songs. They coming up next. I told y'all I got that Nas thing for y'all. That's coming too. Just be patient. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. I gotta do it right. I can't, you know, not doing it right. Oh, I've been putting the Nas stuff, little stuff with Nas out there in pieces if you've been paying attention. Okay, on Making Love Beast Kitchen. Okay, some of my last foods I did that I put out there for y'all. The egg pizza, the omelet. This week I got something coming, y'all. I gave y'all a sneak peek at the end of the food video with the Nas stuff on it. What's going to be up this week? So make sure y'all check that out so y'all can get the recipe. That's on Wednesdays, okay? Just check it out. Just be paying attention. This is Just Such J. Keep those notifications on, okay? On the Just Such J app. And I'll be back, like I said, when I got something else to say. I love y'all. Y'all have a good one, all right? Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is Just Such J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all,
what y'all out there doing,
huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life, but listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire and right after this. Yeah. They're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned. So what's
on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there
doing, huh? Jay. Oh my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. Man, what we gonna do this week is we gonna switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is Just a Touch of J, man. Oh my gosh, make sure y'all checking out my girl Mary J. Blige on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
All about my life.
Yeah, all right?
So the song's
about to put
week.
This out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you. Can't live without you. Can't live without you, babe. Can't live without you. Never want to live without you, babe.
No, I can't.
Love is so.
wait a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Did y'all like that? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby.
Listen, y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of Jay. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that? Don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of Jay, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, all right? Check out the next song, man. It's up next. Y'all are gonna love this one right here. This is just a touch of Jay. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need you. Oh,
I'm there for you anytime you need.
Y'all hear that?
Believe, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J, man. Gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of you, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. All right. Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
can depend. You take me away from the pain, and you bring me paradise.
And when I apply
the days, you brought sunshine in my life.
It never occurred
to me the first time I saw your face. I would fall so deep in love that your love can be replaced.
Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that.
You,
all he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just
all
a touch of
just
check.
A touch of
check. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Okay. love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's
it's
kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
Peace is for you.
All he needs is just a touch and check.
All he needs is just a touch and check.
Peace is for you.
Just a touch of you, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Just a touch of a check.
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
It's a true thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
It's just a touch of a check.
And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of check.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know. With Just a Touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen,
baby. Going over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's a pair of brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out.
I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces.
Tell y'all, this is Just a Touch of J.
I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that?
Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Because I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Gravitates. little zucchini.
Yeah. Matter of fact, make sure y'all keep checking that out over at Make Another Beast Kitchen. Cause there's some zucchini that's coming to y'all. Yeah. Again, this is just a touch of jet, right? I'm just trying to put it all like the in pieces for you, baby. Y'all see that? All I need is one mic.